and they told you they broke it, and you say, well, that's all right that it got broken. I really didn't like it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And say you had your grandchildren over, and they were eating candy, and one of them might just come up to you crying and say, he was eating candy, and he didn't even give me
candy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say you have one of your grandchildren, maybe it's a little spoiled. You might say, well, when he grow up, he'll have his trouble.
And you will have yours.
Okay. If something, let's see. If there's a possibility that something would happen, you might say, well, that little boy will have his trouble.
Sooner or later.
Okay. And if you're raising crops and you think you're going to have a good yield that year, if you have a good yield, you might say, well, we raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. And if you got rid of all the brush and the trees on the land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Cleaned it up.
Okay. Cleared, maybe?
Cleared it up.
Oh, okay. And the second...
My dress is... Everything does it.
Okay. What would you call the old dry grass that was left over on the ground in the spring?
Hay?
You might call it a second cutting.
Second cutting, hay.
Okay. Do you have a name for a stalk of something that just kind of comes up on its own? Say you had a stalk of corn in the middle of your cotton.
Volunteer.
Mm-hmm. And when you bundle wheat up, you tie it up into a
bundle.
Okay. And these bundles or sheaves are piled up into a... You're going to pile these bundles up. You call that pile a...
Pile. I don't get
enough. Shock, maybe?
Shock.
That's new to you, too?
That's new to me, too. Okay. I knew that one.
If you're raising wheat, you say, and you measure it in certain quantities, you say, well, we might have gotten 40 blank to the acre.
40 tons or 40 gallons?
It's a quantity that you measure in baskets sometimes.
Oh.
Bushels?
Yeah, but I don't know anything about wheat now. If you just said corn, I might have thought of bushels.
Bushels of corn. Okay. You know the kind of grain that horses eat? Or maybe what you fed your mules? What kind is that?
Millet, what my daddy used to feed his mules mostly, and corn.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever eat oats?
Yeah, he would plant oats too far.
Oh, you planted oats? When you got out to do with these oats to separate the grain from the rest of it, what'd you have to do to them?
My daddy never separated.
You never thrashed it?
No, he never would plant it. He'd always let his, cow eat his grain. You know, he'd plant oats and turn the cows in on it and let them eat it while it was green. He didn't raise it to thrash it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If there was something that we had to do today, just me and you, the two of us, we'd say, well, we'll have to do it. Or you might say, instead of we'll have to do it, you might say,
we might as well.
Okay, rather than saying, if it was just you and me, you might say, well, then we have to do it. You say it's...
Just the two of us.
Okay. And if we're speaking